Save big on your next project at Menards. Check out our huge selection of Richmond water heaters. Whether it's electric or gas, tank or tankless, Menards has what you need in stock. Ensure that you have hot water for when you need it most with a new Richmond water heater from Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Got crashed into again.
Sorry, again.
Again?
Once is an accident. Two times, I will say, there might be some part blame here on your side.
There actually wasn't. Hello and welcome back to the Auto Alex podcast, home of automotive financial mistakes, our life in cars, and your questions answered. Today, Rory.
Yes.
Taylor.
Hello.
And I will fill your ear and your eye holes with what we've been up to. We'll answer your car dilemmas and later, a story about a man and his gentleman sausage.
What?
Don't look at me when you say that.
I didn't look at you. Only did. Rory looked at you.
Give me the side eye.
I'm sorry. I did look at you.
You did seem to perk up, though.
No, I was just...
But you want to know about the story. As do you guys listening with your ear holes and your eye holes. But first, what do we do, Taylor?
We say hello to absolutely everybody.
Everyone.
That you've written on that list.
All of them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. So we have got Job from the Netherlands looking at an E28. His name is actually Job.
Does he need a new job?
I don't know.
Should we ask?
I don't know. Job? Do you need a new job?
Job?
Job, job?
Job. Blow.
Job. Yeah.
Steve, building trams in Wales, and his Viking brother, Jason. Nick Jones, who's in desperate need of a V8. Yes, you are. RS4s, aren't they fantastic?
They're good.
They're just such good cars. Should we do a podcast about RS4s?
We pretty much do every week.
We do, yeah. We'll move on quickly.
We do waffle on.
Adrian Jones, not long woken up from having a hernia repair.
You've had a couple of those,
haven't you? No, I've only had the one. I need the other
one. Yeah.
That life-threatening operation.
It was... Well, you know, any anaesthetic is a little bit dangerous,
okay. You
know. So, yeah, I have had life-threatening surgery. We've got Jason Newell, who we helped get through dark times last year after a cancer diagnosis. We hope you're doing well, Jason. Craig, listening while road tripping his 33-year-old Isuzu Trooper through the Namib Desert as it clicks over 200,000 mile kilometers on the clock.
Is that Namibia?
It's difficult, isn't it?
Namibia.
Chlamydia. Yeah.
Right. Stephen, Brisbane, Australia, who wants to shout out his good mate, Sean, who's just moved to Wales. P.S. Taylor looks hot with the stubble.
Oh, thanks.
How is the stubble going?
Yeah, good. I had to trim it down the other day. I was in the itchy stage and it was on fire.
Oh, was it really?
I was dragging my face along the carpet.
You've chosen the wrong time of year to do it. Yeah.
But dragging my face through the carpet, that's not a euphemism.
Thank you. Yeah, I think I'm very handsome. How could I not suit it?
Can I move on? Thank you.
I don't know.
Connor Wright, watching from Stanley, County Durham. Stuart Priest, who's our Bath 500, clocked 100,000 miles while on the Nürburgring. That's very cool.
Wow.
And Jamie Curry sat on the side of the A417 waiting for AA Patrol after his Disco 4, named Dizzy the Disco, had just launched its engine only 110 miles short of joining the 180,000 mile mileage club.
What a surprise.
Yeah.
Never seen a Disco 4 on an AA Patrol lorry before.
Oh, really? Never?
Absolutely never.
So, I've got an update on that.
And what?
So we're going to do an oil change on our Disco before we head on our road trip.
Yep.
And I got sent a bit by... Have you heard of a YouTube channel called LR Time?
No.
They're an old couple and all they do is just discos. And they're in... Where are they?
What, like raves?
They're somewhere in Europe. No.
Discovery.
Oh, like disco, like with the disco ball.
And yeah.
Fever night.
Sorry.
Well, anyway, when we did our silver disco, we put 5W30 in it, which is what Jaguar Land Rover recommend.
Yeah.
But apparently, according to most articles online and these guys, it should actually be 5W40 because when they did tests, there's not enough oil pressure going to the crankshaft. Which is why they keep launching themselves.
I believe that. And I think that the reason they have thinner oil is A, because there's less friction inside the engine, that therefore it makes them more efficient, which is why cars have wet belts, because the oil lubricates the belt and it makes the engine turn over that little bit easier, which makes it more efficient. And also it's for start-stop, which we don't use anyway. We don't
know. We always switch it off.
Our start-stop battery in Silver Peak is non-existent. So.
There's a battery?
Yeah, there's a separate battery.
Oh, take it out. If you've got one, take it out.
So yeah, we should probably put 5W40 in that.
Yeah. And also, do you know a lot of the time that timing chains stretch on BMWs, there's two main reasons. Yeah. It's A, because of long life servicing, and B, because of start-stop. Because when the starter motor turns that engine over initially, it puts a little bit of strain on that chain and it stretches it a little bit every single time. So if you service your car properly and don't use start-stop, you're very unlikely to get timing chain or bottom end failure.
Yeah, or just don't buy a Land Rover product.
Fair.
Now, you remember last week that we spoke about the news of Jeremy Clarkson. He was diagnosed with prostate cancer.
Yes.
He's had the operation. I think he's got the all clear now.
Yeah, I think he's in remission, I believe.
Yeah, he's in remission. Oh, that's good. That's really fantastic news. Off the back of that, we got an email at...
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
Fair play. You're on fire.
Oh, that was end of the day as well.
That was end of the day. Yeah, it's currently 6:45 PM, actually, on a Thursday evening.
Yeah, because Alex's car took so long.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's another one of your cars on the ramp. It seems to be like just a fixing Rory's car YouTube channel now.
I will admit, the last week or two has
4 years.
The last week or two.
I'm gonna proudly say the last 12 months have just been Rory's rugby retros.
He's taking a piss now. Isn't
yeah.
Do you know, I'm the king.
We
of the
should
ship
start.
Boxes.
We should start.
I'm the king of the ship boxes. Yeah. I'm the king of the ship boxes.
No, don't you, dare.
Alex? I'll fully give him that.
Yeah.
Fully give him that.
What? No.
Yeah, no, he is the king of the shitboxes.
Right, no, you lot can piss off.
No.
Anyway, Adam Savory has written in at the podcast email with the subject line prostate cancer. So, you know, we raised a bit of awareness about it last week following Jeremy Clarkson's news. And Adam Savory wrote, "Dear Alex Taylor and Rory, I hope you and your families are keeping well. I just wanted to thank you for raising awareness of prostate cancer on your latest podcast. I was diagnosed at the age of 55 in March 2024. Thankfully, it was caught early and hadn't spread beyond the prostate. That means I was able to have surgery in April 2024 to cut out the cancerous little blighter and throw it in the bin where it belongs. Too right. I'm delighted to say that my surgeon did a fantastic job. My recovery went really well. And more than 2 years later, I remain cancer-free and living life to the full. The reason I wanted to write this is because conversations like yours genuinely make a difference. By talking openly about prostate cancer, encouraging men to get tested, you're helping people overcome that hesitation and seek advice sooner rather than later. Early detection gave me the best possible outcome, and I'm incredibly grateful for that. So to anyone listening..." Right, listen up, everyone. This is from Adam. "So to anyone listening, don't put it off, gents. Get yourself checked. It could be the best decision you ever make, and it might save your life. Keep up the brilliant work with the podcast and YouTube channels. You bring a huge amount of laughter, positivity, and happiness to so many people, and it's fantastic to see you using that platform to shine a light on issues that really matter. Well done. Thank you again, and all the very best." So from Adam Savory, from us, if you're a little bit nervous or you just want to get yourself checked, get yourself checked. I also had a look at the analytics to the podcast on YouTube, and I think it's about 25% of you guys male watching this are over the age of 44. So, you know, you and almost me are in the danger zone. So, to that 20% and anyone else, get yourself tested. All right. Let's move it on to what we've been up to. Taylor, have you had a busy week? What's been going on?
I have actually. I've had a very busy week. This week.
Yeah.
I have been working on my Audi RS4.
Yeah.
Actually, I've put carbon intake on it. I've done a Miltech valve
exhaust.
I am
such an inspiration. I'm so trendy because that's exactly what I've got on mine.
You bought it like that.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you
did. I didn't buy it with the carbon intake.
No, not with the carbon intake, but the Miltech you did.
Oh, I would have put it on before you anyway.
No, I also fixed loads of other little issues with it. And I absolutely love it. It's not a single problem with it whatsoever.
Is it? How's the heat?
I would say because... Yesterday you turned up in a good bit.
I was grumpy.
You've been quite grumpy this week. What's going on, man?
Well, I think this might be the reason.
Is it?
I was delightfully happy today when I arrived.
Yeah. You were also an hour late.
That's because I got stuck in a 2 hour long crash pretty much. Yeah.
But he was in a different car, so the RS4 is great, but it makes you grumpy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why is that, Taylor?
Because the aircon don't work.
I thought you got it fixed.
I sort of did.
In your video, you did the aircon switch or whatever.
I did, and it's still playing up again.
Oh,
so it's coming up with open circuit somewhere. I think there's a broken wire.
I'm going to have to hide my car.
Yeah.
Oh,
because you lot have a tendency of pinching stuff from my vehicles. You're the worst for it, Rory.
That's quite funny because you don't even know about today.
Oh, brilliant. What's gone on?
Oh, that was quite funny, actually. That we'll save that for what Rory's been up to.
Yeah.
But that was funny. Actually, no. Do you know what? We'll say it now. We nicked something from one of your cars. Well, it's not technically a car.
Which, well, so not technically. Did you nick something from my trailer? My M3 trailer. What have you nicked from my M3 trailer?
So we've been working on Rory's E46 Touring.
Yeah.
And the central locking doesn't work. Mm-hmm. And there's a little module in the boot lid that sits underneath the spoiler that picks up the key signal.
Yeah.
And we thought that it was failed. And we were like, oh, how are we going to get one of these? Like, where can we find one? And I was like, and we spoke about something else. I was like, oh, we got one of those outside. And then we looked at each other and realized, that might have the module in it.
Now, so the trailer boot lid is closed with like some straps or something. It doesn't work.
No, it was just left open.
Okay, but did it work? Did it solve it?
It did not, no.
Excellent. Oh, no. I'm very happy to hear that.
Which, you know what? You're actually going to be unhappy to hear it because on camera I said, if this works, I will never have a go at Alex for hoarding things ever again.
Okay.
But as it turns out, your hoarding has been useless once again.
Okay, well, I do apologise.
So in the bin it goes.
Yeah, okay, all right.
But yeah, so I've been doing that. Yeah. I uploaded a video on it on my TaylorMade Cars channel on RS4. Yeah. Which I really enjoyed doing. I drove it at the end of it and it was just, I really like driving that car. It makes a really, really good noise.
Because I told you it was a good car.
And then it is a good bought car. It, yeah. But I told you ages before you bought any of yours that they're good cars. In fact, it was my idea to go and get the grey one. But there we go. It's by the by. Just admit that I'm a trendsetter.
No.
What colour's the interior that you're getting this week?
Well, it's Rory's colour. It's cinnamon.
Yeah, yeah, which is the same colour as my interior.
Did you invent it?
No, but I was the first one.
I will say, your colour is actually very different from our colour.
Yeah, and I've got purple stitching as well. I bet he'll copy purple stitching at some point as well. Yeah.
Probably
I'm so trendy.
I'm not. My name's not Joseph in the rainbow coat.
Right. I don't think that was his name either.
It was.
Okay.
It was that bloke off that... Do you remember?
Yeah.
When you was in school, it was the rainbow...
Have you been up to anything else? What were you doing last night?
Last night, I went to see Empire of the Sun at Ali Pali.
Yeah.
It was like being in a greenhouse with about 10,000 people.
Was there no aircon there either?
There was no... But I was happy because I drove there in a car that did have aircon because I stole a car from here.
Okay.
Because I knew that it would be hot.
Yeah.
And I was like, do you know what? I'm not taking the RS4. I can't do it. Yeah. I can't. I've got no sweat left to give.
Yeah.
So I nicked a car. I nicked TDC's ML.
Yeah.
And I had the aircon on the whole way.
Does that blow ice cold?
It was ice cold. Oof. And that's why I was happy on the way in this morning. Because although I got stuck in loads of traffic, that aircon was... So yeah, I was very happy. So yeah, went to see that. Really good. Really enjoyed it. Was a bit hot. Mm-hmm. I had to take some breaks and go outside, but it was really good fun. And yeah, I really enjoy going to see live music. Yeah. And I'd like to see more of it because it's always a good experience, good fun.
Okay, well, we'll sing for you anytime you want.
Rory did that earlier, actually.
Did he?
Gave me a great bit of...
When do I not sing for you?
It was... We got that on camera as well.
Yeah. Nice,
and it
okay.
was really, really enjoyable, actually.
Nice.
I really did enjoy that. We actually did a little duet, didn't we, Rory?
Did you?
We did, yeah, okay.
We did, but I was laughing so hard halfway through, I had to just pause.
Was it like a power ballad?
Yeah, Dips actually was here from P1 Auto Keys, and he really enjoyed the rendition.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay. I saw
he
him
did leave,
leave
quite
quickly.
Quickly.
He was crying as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, that was because we kept injuring him.
Oh. Did he get everything fixed?
No.
Oh, bugger.
That also might be because we kept injuring him.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah. So I hit Dips on the head.
Whoa, man. Why are you doing this?
With a big piece of trim.
Yeah. Like, properly hit him on the head.
Rory shut his fingers in the boot.
And then he stabbed
and
himself,
then he stabbed himself
with the prong thing and through his finger. Hell.
And then he removed your module in there and he did something else, didn't he?
What did he do? I can't remember. Yeah, he did.
He cut
did.
His finger off.
Yeah, he did.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Again.
He's never coming back.
No.
He's proper been in a punch up today.
Oh, yeah. Hell.
But yeah, I was actually thinking the other day, anyone that ever comes here to help us, they must like drive home and think, God,
never again.
What is wrong with these people?
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, they come in here and there's stuff flying across the room and there's opera and
there's a lot going on.
Random stuff being shouted. And it's like, it is funny when
it
I
is.
Think about
it's
it.
It's very tiring, though, isn't it?
Well, it's because we can't listen to music, so we have to make the music.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And Rosanna in the garden next to us, apparently she really enjoys listening to our little spurts.
Right. Anything else you've been up to?
What else have I been up to?
You bought and sold any cars recently?
I bought a little Porsche Boxster.
Yeah,
that I sold to Chris.
You did sell it to Chris from Merch. Yeah, he's loving that.
Yeah, it's a good car. It's a Boxster 3.4S.
Yeah.
And I kind of just wanted to try one again because I had one years and years ago, but I had the 3.2.
Yeah.
And I saw it come up relatively cheap. I was like, you know what? I'm going to have a little go on that.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought it and I sold it to Chris and I made a good profit.
Oh, big profit.
I did.
Yeah, you made a big drink on that.
By the time I put fuel in it, I made
£50.
£50? Yeah.
Whoa. No,
I know. So yeah, I was well happy with that.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah,
And paid. Chris has now got warranty repairs that Taylor's got to fix.
He does. Yeah. So
you're actually out of pocket.
Yeah, I am, yeah. But you know what? It's by the by. It was fun.
Just got to look at face value for what it
exactly,
is, don't you?
Yeah. So I did that, and I've also been working on my Range Rover because I've still got Jeff, my
Range
Rover. I forget
that you've got that car still.
So do I sometimes. Yeah. But I've been working on that. I went to Tom's the other day. He put a small pulley on it for me.
Oh.
And I've rebuilt the supercharger. I put new oil in the supercharger. I've got new gaskets.
Is it noticeably faster?
I don't know. I've not put it back together yet.
All right. Okay.
Which I should do because it's got aircon.
And also, you're then dynoing it on Monday?
So I've also got a bigger crank pulley for it, which as far as I'm aware, no one's ever fitted on a Range Rover Sport.
Right.
Which gives it even more boost.
Right. Oh, okay.
So
Now, can the rest of the car handle it?
Sure.
Can the driver handle it?
Sure.
Okay, all right.
In theory, though, by the time it's all back together, it should have about 600 horsepower. Maybe, possibly. Because, no, as I say, no one's ever done that crank pulley. It's possible it could be more.
Bloody hell.
So that car already squatted on acceleration.
I actually pulled out of a junction in that car once and I give it a little jab and it spun up all four wheels. And it weighs 2.7 tons.
That's nice.
Okay. It's insane. So I'm putting it back together this weekend and then dyno Monday.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm actually really looking forward to driving that car again because my plan was, I was like, you know what, when it's done, I'm going to sell it or whatever. But I keep looking at it and going, I know that when that car's fixed, I'm going to get really attached to it again because I love driving it.
But you do need to sell it.
No.
You don't.
Need to
you need
sell
to sell
it.
Something.
No. You need to sell something.
I'm trying.
Sell it then.
All right. Do you want to buy something?
Yeah, go on then. I could do with some more cars.
Perfect. All right, lovely. Right, is that you out now?
I think so, yeah. Perfect. Apart from working on all Rory's took.
I know, yeah. That's boring, though. We don't want to hear about that. Now, a quick word from the sponsor of this podcast episode, TaskRabbit. Now, those of you guys who follow our YouTube escapades will know that we're very busy. We've got cars coming in, coming out. We've got a little detailing bay over there as well, don't we? So when we clean the cars outside, we bring them in, wash them, polish them and all of that. But there is something that has been the bane of all of our lives. Every time that we do wash a car, we plug the pressure washer in. Inside, we've got the extension lead that goes outside. And I will admit that on one or two occasions, I may have crashed into the extension lead.
Or it gets left outside in the rain, shorts out and blows all of our plugs up.
Yeah, we have actually had plugs that have blown.
Mm.
And that one on the left and the inside hasn't been working for a long time. And then I had a brainwave. Why don't we get an outdoor socket fitted and the indoor socket fixed? That's clever, isn't it?
That's very clever.
Yeah, instead of just like dancing around the problem. So I then hired a tasker on TaskRabbit. And all I did was listed the job. I literally put install outdoor socket and fix indoor socket. And then I had loads of people on TaskRabbit saying, yes, I can do it. Gave me quotes. And then all I did was just go through all of the quotes. And I was like, I think you're the best man for the job. And then the next day he came, he fitted it. And you know what? We love it.
It's like a comparison website, isn't it? Like for, you know, when you do your insurance and you try and find your cheapest insurance.
Yeah.
It's just that, but for a profession.
Yeah.
So I actually at home could do with a new bathroom.
Yeah.
So I could go on TaskRabbit and say, I need a new bathroom.
Yeah, you can.
And they come out and sort it out.
Yeah, you'll get a quote within a minute. It's the best thing as well. If you've got like shelving, we've got shelving that needs to be put up.
Yeah.
We'll just go on the TaskRabbit app. We'll just say, this is what we need. And then they'll quote us. Like TV stands, flooring, any DIY stuff, garden stuff as well. There is a tasker out there to help you. But don't take my word for it, because collectively, taskers have assembled over 3.4 million pieces of furniture, completed 700,000 home repairs, and handled 1.5 million moves. So whatever's on your list, Taylor, they've almost certainly done it before. So get ahead of your to-do list with £10 off your first task at taskrabbit.co.uk. or on the TaskRabbit app using the code AUTOALEX. Taskers across the UK book up fast, especially for same-day tasks. So get £10 off your first task right now using the promo code AUTOALEX at taskrabbit.co.uk or on the TaskRabbit app. That's taskrabbit.co.uk using the code AUTOALEX. Terms and conditions apply. Right then, shall I get into what I've been up to?
Yeah.
I've been a very busy boy. I had to write it all down. Father's Day has been and gone in the UK. It was last Sunday.
Was this your second Father's Day?
But the first one, you know, Amelia was like really floppy and just a bit useless. Yeah, so she didn't know what's going on. We went to the Cotswolds, which is very lovely. We hired a nice big house on the green with Rianne's family, her sister, brother-in-law, mum and dad. We went to a place called Boughton-on-Water. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, it's not far from me.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought so. It's quite Middle Earthy.
Yeah.
But it's very lovely. It's really touristy, though. Like, really, really touristy. Yeah. It's like living on a film set. I don't know if I'd want to live there.
No, but
it's
that's
a bit much.
There's some places that just seem to randomly, in the Cotswold, become the place where, like, tour buses go to.
Yeah.
But then if you go literally to the village next to it, it's the exact same, but just not touristy.
Yeah. Well, we went there. We had ice cream. It was nice. Okay. Yeah, real nice. And then we went to a bird sanctuary or a bird zoo. Which was all right, just birds, innit?
Did they have some nice birds in there?
Oh, loads of decent birds in there.
That's a nice bird in there.
You should have seen
some of them. What kind of birds?
Yeah. Oh, we had real nice birds. We had tall birds, we had thin birds, we had big birds.
Do they have any blue tits?
Oh, we had so many tits. took the Disco 4, our crew car,
on that
journey, and it was lovely. I really like that car.
See, that car is basically a slower version of my Jeff. My Range Rover Sport, because it's the same underneath.
Is it?
Yeah.
But it's so comfortable with the air suspension.
I know.
It's
just
the 8-speed gearbox as well.
That is the only thing. Mine's got a 6. That's got fantastic. An 8. They're a bit better.
Yeah. So on that kind of subject, right, you know my BMW, right, got here crashed into. It's here like a Cat B now. Probably have to sell it now. It's also done like way over 100,000 miles.
How much do you want for it?
I don't know. We'll talk. But I've been thinking, right, everyone's going to scream at me and hate me. Rory's going to love me. I've been thinking about replacing it.
Do it.
Range Rover Sport.
What generation?
Not your generation.
The next one.
Like a 2017, 2018.
So they...
Yeah, go on.
They actually drive really well.
Yeah, oh really?
They're really good. And they do them with the 4.4 TDV8.
Yeah, I don't think I need that. I'd be very happy with the 3-litre.
The 4.4 is the one that you would want though.
Why?
It's the much more reliable engine.
But I've not seen any of those for sale. I've only seen the 3-litre V6, TDV6.
See, you say that the 4.4 is more reliable. They don't snap cranks, but they do have a lot more other issues, like the belts go on them, like the auxiliary belts, all the pulleys, and they suffer with oil coolers and they leak in the middle of the V.
I don't need that. I don't want like 20 mpg either.
To be fair, the thing that's quite nice about the 3-litre, it's quite basic. Like, it's a cam belt still.
Yeah.
It's not hard to...
They do go, the cam belts go on them. Well, yeah. The pulleys shear off.
But that's why you're here and that's why Juicy is here. So
no, Juicy, fine. Yeah. I have revoked myself from working on
have
Jaguar
you?
And Android, apart from my own.
Right, okay.
After the experience of Rory's shit,
yeah,
his blue one and his Range Rover, I have no.
Okay.
I refuse.
So I'm going to have a little look for a Range Rover Sport.
Do it.
I'd like the autobiography because they look nice.
The autobiography, they come with like a leather headlining sometimes.
Oh.
So, you know, just admit it.
What?
Well,
trendsetter.
I've got a Range Rover Sport autobiography.
You got the old one though. I don't want the old one.
No, but it's
chavvy.
It's chavvy.
I would never have a white Range Rover Sport like yours.
Let me just sum this up. Cinnamon leather.
RS4 after Rory.
Was my idea.
No, I bought it.
And now a Range Rover Sport autobiography, which I have, which aren't
Yeah,
is
you've
top
got
spec.
The old generation though. Which
yeah,
is
but it's good.
Chavvy.
Mine's good.
Chav. So, Lotus Carlton update.
Yes.
So Lotus Carlton is at Bob the Machine Shop.
The machine shop from Bob.
Because do you remember in the video we uncovered that one sill that was damaged and it had lots of rot in it, and also the arch as well had some bit of filler in it. So I took it to Bob on Monday. We had a little poke around and he was like, oh yeah, no bother. I'll get it fixed. 3 days, he said. It's now Thursday. And every day he keeps on sending me more videos of more rust.
Really?
Not only on that side, because guess what? The other side is also rotten.
Really?
The other side that was repaired in 2003 is also very bad.
So since that video went out,
yeah,
my neighbour, who has the unit next door to me, Kevin, yeah. he messaged me the day that video went out, and he was like, mate, that you're not going to believe it. That's my dad's old car.
Yeah,
and he owned it. His dad owned it for 10 years Bruce.
So did he do the repairs?
So he did the repair on the left side.
Yeah.
But he said the body shop he took it to would never have done that dodgy repair on the other side, because he was like, why would they go through the lengths of doing that side properly and doing the rear quarter and everything and not doing it on...
So what are you saying?
So after they had it, it went to a dealer in the middle.
Okay, okay.
There was someone that owned it in the middle.
Yeah.
And then Bruce bought it from that person.
Okay, so that person presumably did the repairs on it.
Possibly, yeah. And is then, that he wanted to sell it, obviously, but he bought it to sell it or whatever, lapped it up and flogged it, and Bruce was none the wiser. Yeah. So I suspect that's what's happened.
Okay.
I'm not saying it is, but that's what
it
I suspect.
It could be. It's a possibility.
But it doesn't matter, because we don't care. Like, we're repairing it.
Yeah.
We're getting some good entertainment out of repairing it. It's part of the project.
Bob is loving it.
Yeah, and it is what it is. Like, we're not trying to get anyone and catch them and be like, haha, you did it. Like,
no.
It happens. It's a 90s car.
Yeah. However, the fuel tank is out.
Really?
That's also very rusty. Bob sent me a little picture of him just like poking his finger through the fuel filler neck, and that's also rusty.
Oh.
So it's a bit of a big job. Sorry, Bob.
So
that's horrific.
Yeah, it's not good. So both sides need to be rebuilt.
I wonder if that fuel tank is why the power is intermittently lossing.
It could be full of rust.
Yeah, if it's sucking up bits of gravel.
Yeah. Anyway, everything can be fixed. It's just going to cost a lot of money.
It's all right. At least the car was cheap.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Apart from that, got crashed into again and injured myself.
Sorry. Again?
Again? Just out.
Do you know, once is an accident.
Crashed into me
two
once.
Two times, well, I will say there might be some part blame here on your side.
There actually wasn't. Again.
Now, you've told me about how this happened.
Yeah.
Right. And I've thought about it.
Okay.
And I've come to conclusion.
Brilliant. Here we go. This is not going to go in my favour.
That you were going too fast and you were chatting shit.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
So, well then, why when the young lady got out, did she say, oh, I'm sorry, I should have pulled in there? Basically, I was going around a left-hander, and you know it's a left-hander.
There's near our unit, there is a blind bend.
Yeah.
I will say there's certain people in our unit who go around this blind bend a bit too quick. And you know what?
What speed? What speed?
Alex is one of them.
Around?
But
don't even say it. I did it once. It into your mind.
I'm still going. Alex is one of them, but usually he's in cars he doesn't care about. And on the left side of this blind bend, because it is a single file bit on the blind bend, there is a
big
load
ruts.
Of big ruts and potholes. And I think usually Alex goes around at a speed that he's happy with. On his normal cars, just going into the ruts and just bouncing around and going, well, that was close. But he was in his RS4.
Yes, which means that I was, and I checked because I drove around the other, in a different car, I can't remember what it was, and I'm doing, every single time I go on the left side, going round to the unit, I'm doing less than 20 miles an hour. So you, next time you come in tomorrow, just see what speed you're doing. Just drive normally.
Only since your crash.
No. Genuinely.
Then,
genuinely. I was in the RS4. 90. I was in the RS4 and I saw her coming towards me at a rate of knots. And because of those ruts, I was slowing down and I was trying to find a place that was nice and smooth for me to go into. Otherwise, bottom out the car would be big
question.
Damage. She did not slow down. And then she carried on driving. She didn't give herself enough space. And she crashed into my rear wheel.
Yeah, I did see that.
And there's no damage to the body whatsoever.
Just
it's amazing.
Wheel. Yeah.
Just the wheel. She skimmed the wheel and her front bumper's a bit damaged.
It is amazing the confidence of some people going around a blind corner single track that they just go around and go, well, it's their fault if they don't avoid me.
Either way, I got crashed into and yesterday I suffered a horrendous injury.
By the way, you know, obviously yesterday we were in a massively hot unit with Tom Barkley.
Yeah.
Like it was unbearable.
Yeah.
It wasn't a pleasurable experience.
No.
This guy over here kept moaning about us saying swanning off in going
off gallivanting.
Gallivanting
out for the day.
He was
you
kept
taking
using.
A piss.
You were out gallivanting for the day.
I was nearly killed.
Of your own fault.
No. He drove away from me.
Right.
Basically, it's hot, isn't it? So you've got to take your sleeves off your t-shirt. And instead of like pulling them, like, you know, like the bodybuilders do, we were like, well, Tom and I devised a plan. I was like, yeah, you could pull it, or you could attach the sleeve to a car and then drive away from me.
May I add, his idea.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it was my idea. So, so Tom put a little hole in the top of my sleeve and then got a carabiner and then put it in there and then attached a little rope to it. And then he got his nice new MR2, a Mark III MR2, attached it to the back of his headrest and then proceeded to drive off. And Rory was like, oh, you better get on the floor. I was like, why am I going to get on the floor? So I braced myself for impact, expecting it to be a little clean, just clean off.
Mm-hmm. Do you know, I've realised
it wasn't.
You bracing yourself is probably what caused this to happen.
I would have like knocked myself over or been knocked over.
Yeah, but I was thinking about this because you braced yourself. I watched it on camera. You then had your arm up like this, which meant the sleeve had nowhere. Because
I should have had a straight arm.
You should have had a straight arm.
I didn't have a straight arm, so the sleeve had nowhere to go.
But then, surely you would have pulled your arm off.
I'm very strong. So basically, Tom drove away in the MR2. He probably only got up to like 10 or 11 miles an hour.
Which is fast enough when you're pulling a sleeve.
That's
off.
True, yeah. So I do have quite... let me just flex for you guys. There you go, a little bit of bruising. You want to take a picture, Rory?
I'll take
Might last longer.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah?
That looks sore.
So, yeah, but that wasn't the only injury because it pulled the carabiner with such force and slingshotted it back to the car that it actually smashed the top brake light on top of the on top of the engine lid.
And then there was a moment where Tom and Alex both realised they were being idiots.
Yeah,
because that carabiner could have, if it didn't hit the brake light, would have gone straight to the back of Tom Barkley's head.
Yeah, probably wouldn't notice a difference though. But yeah, don't try that at home. So that's me out. It's been eventful, Rory.
I spent the first part of this week desperately trying to get our air conditioning working again.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Because it did break a bit.
Yeah, we made a sensible decision earlier on this year to put heating and aircon in.
Yeah.
Annoyingly, we've always had some issues. All the other units have worked fine, but ours have had some issues.
Which is typical.
Which is just, TDC kept going, oh, ours is lovely and cool. Ours is, and anyway, so... We then had to do a last-minute scramble. And do you remember the guy who used to own the cop car that we did early days of Auto Alex? Jess. So Jess, his company, Split AC, came, and he managed to sort the fault. And then we've had such lovely air.
It's been too cold. It's been Baltic in here.
It's lovely. Yeah. You know what? I don't think we would have been able to work as much as we had if we hadn't had that.
Taylor's productivity would have been even worse than today.
What do you mean?
How much productivity have you achieved?
It doesn't look like I've achieved a lot, but that took a lot of time. I did the whole hub assembly, the brakes. I had to shim it and measure it all out multiple times.
When you put it down to it, though, you've done one corner of a car.
Yeah,
brake.
I know. When you
how
say
many corners
like
have
that,
you done?
Two.
Oh,
you changed the pads and discs.
That's
Rory.
A wound.
That's all you've done.
Yeah.
God, do you want to carry on? Bearing in mind, I've got to do the rest of the car.
And Bailey. Oh. Bailey has not been doing well.
Has he got out again?
He is not a heat dog.
Oh, no. Really?
He looks so confused at where he's meant to be. Like, he goes to his usual spots where he cools down, and he's just like, this is still hot. And so there was a moment where we've got a little small aircon unit in our bedroom, and we took him up there, and he was like, oh, I'm quite happy here. But then he was like, oh, I'm going to go downstairs. And then basically this was like in the middle of the night. He usually sleeps downstairs.
Yeah.
And then in the middle of the night, he goes down and we just hear another, whoo! And he's come back upstairs and he's trying to get back in our room because he's like, I want the aircon again.
Yeah.
But yeah, not coping with it well at all.
Oh, poor dog. All dogs as well, poor dogs. Yeah, it's not good.
I think there's a lot of dogs suffering at the moment.
Well, there's a lot of people suffering at the moment. Bloody hell, it's not good.
And then, yeah, I've got a Mustang dyno update, but no one really wants to hear that because it's not that interesting.
Well, is it because a 1 liter EcoBoost makes more power?
So my 4.7 liter V8 makes 160 horsepower.
Wow.
That is good.
That is
good.
Pound for pound, your Spitfire makes more power.
Yeah, it does.
That is bad.
4.7 litre V8 to make 160 horsepower.
But you know what? It looks good.
It looks great. Yeah.
How does the figure get that low?
I don't know. You know, I looked online as well, and I was like going, oh, there's got to be something wrong. Apparently, those engines range from 145 to 270. So it could
270?
It could be lower.
Okay, bloody
could
hell.
Be higher. Could
it,
be lower.
It could be a lot higher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that is also, I again, some of the stuff wasn't quite working on the engine.
Yeah.
So I Tom thinks it could make 200 quite happily.
Okay.
What about if you put a blower on it?
Well.
One of those big blowers.
Well, let's do that then.
Do you know what I saw today on the M25 on my way in? It was going the other way. And I looked at it, the guy had his arm on the window, cruising along. And I thought, I don't know why, but I want that.
Why is it?
It was a 55 Chevy Bel Air.
Really?
In bright red, all the chrome on it. It was lowered, a nice set of chrome American racing wheels. And it just looked a bee's knees. And I looked and I thought, that is cool.
Anything else, Rory?
No, that's it.
All right, okay. We've had an email. Sorry, everyone. Neddy's back.
There was one. I just got one. I had to get one in.
Is it just one?
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I've had the hay fever jab, so I don't, yeah. I'm not, it's just every now and again I have to blow the cobwebs out.
Okay. We've had an email from a man called Ivan. Hello, chaps. Have been a fan of the channel and podcast for a long time and need help with a car dilemma. Last year, I sold my Honda CBR 650R, which I got because of the public transport versus motorbike challenge on Car Throttle. Due to moving house and not having room for two vehicles, my daily driver is a boring 2014 diesel Astra van. Needed something quick after my 9N broke down, and it's time for something a bit more fun. I'm currently saving up for an F22 M240i, but are there any other fun, ideally cheaper alternatives that are also reliable? Don't say anything British, Rory, as this would be my only car. Much love, Ivan, pronounced Ivan.
What's his budget again? Sorry,
I don't know. An F22 M240i, what are they like? 15?
Yeah, about 10 to 15. 10 there to 15. Or thereabouts.
All right, let's go for 10 grand. What can you get for 10 grand?
Do you know what? I really like an F56 Mini.
Oh.
Then like the newer one. I like those. Yeah. I think they're good.
And annoyingly, they're actually quite reliable on like an R56 Mini. Do you know, I found this hilarious. So I went to Nitron earlier on in the week, and all their suspension, they've got all the boxes with labels of like all of the suspension. And it goes R53. F56.
Oh, really?
There's no R56. They don't bother to make a kit for an R56 suspension for R56 because they just blow up.
It'll just never drive.
Yeah, no one wants to put that much money into a car. You'd have to be an idiot.
A moron.
It's a real shame because those cars drive so well.
Yeah.
But they've just got terrible, terrible engines in them. It's a real shame.
So what else can we think of? 10 to 15 grand. You can get an RS4 for that, just saying.
There's loads of stuff you can get. If you want something a bit newer, then...
You are an E46 M3 territory as well, aren't you?
Yeah, but if it's the maintenance, isn't it? If he wants got something a bit newer like that in his mind...
All right, let's go 10 years old maximum.
Ooh. That's 2016 or newer.
Do you know
then?
What?
Oh, bloody hell, that is...
Yeah.
2016?
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Do you know what I really like? Genuinely, I think they're great cars. Audi RS3. The five-cylinder or a TTRS.
A TTRS. Oh.
They're so good.
I love those engines. They're so good.
The five-cylinder turbo in those.
Yep.
Amazing
engines.
Fully agree. Engines.
Fully
amazing.
Agree.
And the TTRS is the only platform that you can get that engine with a manual gearbox if you wanted a manual. They're really, really good.
Yeah.
They're very fast and very tunable as well.
Bit boring. Golf GTI.
Golf GTI
great
is a
car,
great car. Mark 7.5 because they've got the virtual dash and they've got the nice headlamps on them, and you can get them with a pan roof. And I love the what do they call it? The checkered interior. You know the
tartan.
That's it. I think they're great cars.
Also, a lot of them come with radar cruise control as standard as well. So,
that is fancy and quite nice. Flashy. I do like the TTRS though. They are such fantastic engines. Those five.
I would rather have one of those over like an A45 AMG.
Yeah, agreed.
I think I would. It would be on par with a really high spec Mini because those Minis are good. Okay. They're really, really good to drive. They're not quite as like refined. The ride's a bit choppy, but equipment wise, you can get them with mega spec.
Yeah.
You get them keyless, adaptive matrix headlamps, pan roof, heated seats, the lot.
A Z4.
Z4's a. Do you know? I feel like after your shape that you had.
Yeah.
I feel like no one's really interested in
them. I think they just got a bit too GT car-y, didn't they? Yeah. A bit too, like,
but they're
just
cheap,
wafty.
Though, for what they are. Like, you could, the generation after mine now.
They are, but is that because they're not as good?
I don't know.
Because I've never really...
I don't think they're as special as they once were.
No, I agree, yeah. Mm. I think the generation you had were always the best one, the EAE, whatever it was.
Yeah, and the coupe.
Yeah.
RS4's the answer then, isn't it? It's got to be RS4.
RS4.
Reliability.
RS3.
They're fantastic.
How's your experience going?
My one, right, has got a few little issues, but it's... How old is it? It's 20 odd years old and it's done 140,000 miles. And might I add, I bought that car a month ago. I didn't know anything about it really. And I've done 3,900 miles in that car now.
That's pretty good going, actually.
I've done over 1,000 miles a week.
Bloody hell.
And it's not even been my main car.
RS4's the answer then. Or a TTRS also. They're really cool.
Or
yeah,
an E92 M3, which you're yet to try. And I think you will like one of those.
Yeah.
I do think you'll like one of those.
Maybe I'll have to get one after I get my Range Rover Sport. If you're selling a 3-litre V6 diesel Range Rover Sport, hit me up in the dooms or email at
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
Never switches off. Never switches off.
Do you know what, though? Before we move on quickly.
Yeah, go on.
I still think, and you two, not really nice, whatever. M2. If you pay a little bit more money than an M240, you can get an M2 because the OGs are quite cheap now and they are bloody good. Are they? And I don't care what you say. They're good.
Okay, fine. So save up and get the proper one. Is that what you're saying?
Get an M2.
Okay. Oh. All right. Lots to think about there. Thank you for the email, Ivan. Right, news. Rory, what have we got?
So we got a few bits of news, actually.
Yeah, go on.
Wait, let me just open my phone.
Yeah.
Let's start it off with a good bit of news. The M3 Touring.
Oh,
it's coming back.
Oh,
so apparently it sold so well in China and the US.
In China,
yeah, I didn't think that. Yeah, yeah,
it's because of the big grills. They like the big grills.
They like the grills. Yeah,
so it will be coming back as another petrol powered.
Wow, that is good news. Car. That is good news.
Will it be a hybrid?
No, they're just saying ICE. So usually they would say. Hybrid,
yeah, they would do. Yeah.
That's interesting.
That's very cool.
Yeah, that's because that car was waited for for so long, and it came back. So that's cool that they kept it on.
Do you know what? I've got a theory.
Go on.
Because I'm so trendy, right? Here I made are. Barney.
Yeah.
And then BMW were like, you know, this is such a good idea. If we're going to do it again and again and again. Thank you to the Auto Alex.
Yeah,
we're going to do because of you.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you email them
and
the title will be, is this because of me?
Yeah. Yeah.
In the email.
Shall I email and say, it's not you, it's me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just email BMW UK and say, is it because I'm a trendsetter?
Yeah.
And just see what they say.
Okay. I will do that.
Do it.
Fine.
And then report back next week.
Okay.
And we'll see what they say.
All right.
I want to see that email. I want to do that.
You know I'll do it.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Anything else, Rory?
We've got another one.
Oh.
So... There was plans for the Porsche 911 to be... Well, I think they were going to do an electric version of it.
Oh. Additionally to ICE?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or there was... Was it... I think it was at one point they were even talking about replacing it.
Now, if you thought that the Ferrari Lucky would cause controversy, I cannot imagine what an electronic Porsche 911 would bring.
A rear-motored electronic Porsche 911. That'd be bad.
It would be... A lot of people disagreeing with it.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, Porsche basically decided that they've got too many models and their lineup's too complex.
Yeah.
So they're just scrapping a lot of the electric stuff.
Okay, good.
So, yeah, they're just basically... I think a lot of manufacturers are now just going to go, we'll just take the hit and the fines on selling non-electric vehicles.
But
and
then... Right, how do you think it's going to go? Do you think that it's just going to be the Chinese making electronic cars because they're good at it?
Yeah.
And then the Europeans and everyone else taking the fines and trying to do more ICE cars?
That's the thing. I just don't think the rest of it, unless we start doing more import duties and stuff like this on the Chinese cars, I just don't think the European market can compete with them.
I think the trouble is, the Chinese are just so good at making electric cars that... The Europeans can't make cars as good, which is why everyone who wants an electric car is just going to go for a Chinese brand. So European brands are like, okay, well, we can't compete. Let's just continue making ICE cars while we can actually catch up with the Chinese. Once we've caught up, then we can start selling.
They're never going to catch up, though.
They'll just use Chinese technology.
But the cheapness of labor that they have as well. I don't think they'll ever be able to make the cars cost.
Yeah, I agree.
I saw a BYD Seal today, and I was like, that's a very good looking car.
Yeah, but this is
why you're ill.
Genuinely.
No. The new versions look really nice.
Yeah, the old one is horrendous.
Yeah. The facelift looked really nice. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think they're ever going to be able to compete. So that means that they, realistically, I think what will happen is, either the tariffs go up, which make the Chinese cars more expensive, or, they just admit that they're just going to go, well, we're never going to make something that good. So rather than us trying and spending a load of money on development and not selling many of them, we'll just take the hit on the fine.
Mm. But then what does that mean for these manufacturers? Do they start falling off? Do they start going under?
I don't know. That is the interesting part. This whole Porsche debacle with all of their electric cars and trying to do electric stuff like that. Do you know how much that's cost them for them to U-turn on this idea?
A lot.
How much?
$5 billion.
Wow. Bloody hell.
That's a lot.
It's massive.
That is huge. That is huge.
Yeah, yeah. So they've just lost that by going, oh, we'll try electric, and then go, oh, no.
Yeah. So the good news is Porsche 911 is not going to be electric.
Yes.
Fantastic. Any more news?
There is one more bit of news.
Oh, okay.
And Morgan are developing a new
electric car.
It's a new coupe car for the first time in a while.
Do you know what? Can I say?
Yeah.
I really like Morgans. I never used to be that fussed about them, but I went to Bicester a couple of months ago and they had a little stand there.
Yeah.
And my God, do their new Morgans look
they're great.
Good. And the specs as well. They use B58s in them ZF8s. Yeah.
They are extremely expensive.
They're quite spendy, but they've still got the retro style, but new materials, new engines, new gearboxes. Like, I can imagine they're actually really good cars, and they look like a proper resto mod car.
I've been to the factory.
Have you?
It's really cool. Really cool factory.
Do you want to have a look at their new coupe?
Go on.
Which I believe is a Pininfarina design.
Yeah, that's cool.
Look at that. That's so a good looking thing. But that'll be like 200 grand.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, Alex?
Yeah, go on.
It commands a healthy premium of 200 grand.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So they're going to make 50 of them, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't really get into a modern Morgan for less than 100K.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. They're big money.
I didn't know that.
It's going to have a BMW straight six with 335 horsepower.
That's a B58 then, isn't it?
Probably will be, yeah. But it's cool. I'm happy that these small little companies are still going and they're still creating.
In the Malvern Hills.
Yeah,
we do love Malvern.
And I hope that they stay that way as well.
Yeah.
Because they're really cool.
Anyway, time now to move on to the second sponsor of this podcast, and that is, of course, Shopify. And as we know, Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses worldwide. From household names like Gymshark and Mattel to brands like us just getting started out. Although, Rory, we've done 10,000 orders now. Does that now make us a bit of an established brand? I would say so.
I think so, yeah. We're long going. Long going?
We're old, man. We're old. We're old and haggard. But no, we have completed more than 10,000 orders, and that is in big part thanks to Shopify. And we've been using Shopify pretty much since the early days, haven't we? You've been a little bit involved with it, haven't you? Chris from Merch isn't here. You can tell us a little bit more.
So yeah, we've used Shopify since the start, and it's just allowed our business to scale up. Like, we started off just selling Auto Alex stuff, and then we've added the shops on where we've been able to add TDC, all the gear. And now we have so many products, so many things, but we've just been able to sort of lay it out how we want to do it through Shopify's platform. It's worked great for us.
And speaking of that, Shopify have got like loads of easy to use templates. That means that you can just hit the ground running, get started, start your own shop right away. And it helps you build beautiful online stores that matches your brands.
Do you know how simple it is?
Go on.
Tom Lenthal's doing it.
Tom Lenthal?
Tom Lenthal is creating a Shopify website.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Because he's selling some of his... You know, he does some of those pulleys and stuff like that. So he's going to be selling some on his website.
Fantastic. And the best thing as well, if people like Tom get stuck, you know, it's easy to. Then Shopify have actually got an award-winning 24/7 helpline. So he can call up anytime and they'll be there to help.
Yeah, so I can call them for him because Tom is incapable.
Yeah, he can't do two things at once. No. Let's face it. So then start your business today with the industry's best business partner, of course, Shopify. You can sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/autoalex. That is shopify.co.uk/autoalex. Right, let's move it on to a funny email that we've had at
podcasts at all.
What happened there? Is your finger in a plug or something?
Right, so I want to talk to you about man sausages.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about this.
Yeah, okay. Right. Listen up, everyone. We've had an email. What's his name? Lee. He didn't give a surname.
Oh, why not, Lee?
And the subject line is car crash embarrassment.
Wait, how does a sausage and a...
We're about to find out, Taylor.
He crashed into his sausage.
But I'm just trying to pre-plan for this.
Okay, yeah, he's just going through loads of scenarios.
Does his steering wheel and his sausage become one?
Oh, maybe he was playing with the thing and then he crashed.
Okay, oh, maybe. Hello, Alex, Taylor and Rory. My name is Lee and I thought I'd share a car-related story for your podcast to make you laugh. Not long ago, I was driving in my W204 C63, minding my own business, listening to the sweet sound of the V8 rumble, when out of nowhere, a car crashed straight into the side of me, ruining my pride of joy and injuring me in the process.
Oh, that's not fun.
I hurt my lower back and squashed my gentleman sausage, causing me great discomfort. After going to the doctors about both, I received two appointments at the same hospital. I turned up for the first appointment and after waiting nervously for a short while, they called me in. There was a male doctor and quite an attractive 20-something nurse alongside him. The doctor asked me to get comfy on a chair and drop my trousers a little bit.
Oh no, I couldn't.
I was a little bit nervous about getting my tackle out, but I knew I had to go through with it. So I pulled my trousers down, revealing my sausage in all its glory. The doctor and nurse had their back to me at this point, and when the nurse glanced around, she gave me a funny look. She then did a double take. She's interested. She's like, nice sausage. She then did a double take and whispered to the doctor, who turned around and gave me a strange look too. At this point, I was starting to get nervous, at which point the doctor walked over and said gently, Mr. Fox, you do know you're here for your back appointment. I couldn't believe it. The sheer embarrassment was awful. So I put my member away and rolled over for my ultrasound.
Oh my God.
I bet that's one appointment they will never forget. Anyway, hope this made you laugh. It has done. Keep up the good work. You guys are brilliant. Thank you all across the multiverse. All the best. Lee.
Oh,
Lee Fox.
That is Lee.
That is good, isn't it?
I think if I was the doctor, I would have just had to carry on and just go, okay, so you hear about your dick?
Is there a problem with your dick? Because I'm here for your back. But yeah, if you've got any car-related funny stories like that, then please send them in because we would love to read them out. And hopefully that made you chuckle as well.
That is quite funny.
Tickled you pink. Rory, we're going to close it there. What have we got coming up?
We have got, well, we've spoke about it for ages, but it's booked.
It is.
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, baby. Yeah.
I think we still need to sort out parts for the G-Wagon.
Oh, yeah. Still waiting on the parts.
Yeah, yeah, but we need to get that sorted. But yeah, there's actually quite a few of us. Even Lenthal's going. Chris from Merch is going.
My wife and my daughter and your girlfriend.
Yeah.
And your unborn
Tay's going,
daughter.
Obviously.
And Tay.
Yeah.
And his hand.
Yeah.
You said it. You said it last time.
Well, you've not invited my husband, so.
We've only met him once.
It's enough. Could get married in Vegas. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
So yeah, Vegas is happening.
We are desperately, as we said last time, trying to get some cars ready for the Nürburgring.
Oh yeah, we're struggling.
We are running out of time.
I mean, we're really running out of time considering Taylor can only do one corner a day.
That's all right. At least I'm actually here.
Well, I'm filming tomorrow.
Yeah, but that's not very important.
It is. It's a V2 episode.
No, it's not very important.
Okay, put it this way. Do you want me to help you with that car?
It depends what mood you're in.
Well, I won't be as miserable as you
no,
this week.
If you're in a... Right, we're in a rush, then find something else.
But Taylor, we are in a rush.
Yeah, well, don't help me then.
Okay, fantastic. Well, can I continue with my filming with Gareth tomorrow?
Sure. And he's off gallivanting and all.
Yeah, where are you tomorrow?
I've got a wedding in Newcastle.
That sounds like another holiday.
Far away.
Yeah. He's far.
Bugger that.
Yeah. What, you're not taking my car to that, are you?
No.
Okay,
I've got my
good car
at home. I just need a way of getting home. I was meant to be driving home in my E46 tonight,
Taylor's been very inefficient today.
Oh, behave. I fitted a tyre.
Brilliant.
You did fit a tyre as well, yeah.
Also, Max from Hawks Auto Works
yep.
is here like now. I think he's here and he's bringing ice cream because I need to sit in
Your
Cobra Negaro
seat.
He's
bringing ice cream.
Yeah.
He's bringing arse cream so you can sit in a chair. How? What kind of chair?
Ice cream.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said arse cream.
Ice cream.
Ice cream, yeah. So we after this, we're going to go and eat some ice cream.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yeah, okay.
Because
nice.
I need to sit in your Negaro, Cobra Negaro seat.
I was trying
again.
To link, like, do you need to eat ice cream to sit in a seat? Like, is
you
it?
Do,
is
you
it,
do, yeah, it, yeah.
Does he use it to slaver it on your body so you can get a mold of it?
He puts it on my member.
He puts ice cream on your member for your
and then
seat.
I slide in.
Okay.
Yeah. Should we call it there?
Yeah.
Also, before we go,
guess
what I'm doing tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow morning?
I'm taking my 6 Series for an MOT.
Ooh.
And for the first time in about 30 years,
yeah,
I'm going to attempt to regas the aircon.
Oh. Will this also be the last MOT ever for
yes,
that car?
It will.
How exciting.
Yeah. And I will report back with my mood on whether the aircon works or not.
Fantastic.
I'm sure we can tell.
If you ring me up tomorrow and go, and I go, what do you want? Then it's not worked. If it's, hello, you're right, then it's worked.
Well, luckily, from tomorrow onwards, it's cooling down anyway.
It is indeed. It is indeed. Anyway, we're going to call it there. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're right.
I'm just preparing my throat for the arse cream.
Oh.
Thank you very much for watching with your eye holes and listening with your ear holes. Whatever you do, do it to the best of your ability. We will see you and hear you and listen to you next time on the Lewis Addix podcast. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Ice cream.
Ice cream.
I'm excited for ice cream. Bye-bye.
Ice cream.